Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and we're going to be focusing our attention on this segment on the Keweenaw Young Professionals. And joining me in studio right now to tell us all about it is Jesse Broussard and Amanda McConnon. They are members of Keweenaw Young Professionals, and I know at least Jesse is very key in getting it started, so we're going to learn how that happened. First, let me welcome the two ladies here, Amanda and Jesse. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead and crank you up there a little bit so I can hear you. And so Keweenaw Young Professionals, let's just start. What is that?
Well, Keweenaw Young Professionals is a local organization that started in the community sort of as a grassroots organization to meet the needs of young professionals in the area. We really try to focus on bringing together many generations to make connections and grow personally and professionally. And that can mean many things.
Sure. So what does that entail? So you gather all the young professionals in the area, and is there an agenda or a purpose, mission of the group?
Sure. The mission is to provide opportunities to connect and grow through community engagement and personal and professional development. So what that means in just day-to-day operations is we provide at least two opportunities a month to get together. One is usually a social event at a local establishment where we can just get together, talk, meet new people, and touch base with old friends. And the other is usually a volunteering opportunity. So we partner with a local nonprofit or organization and get out in the community, get our hands dirty, and get to know some of the really great things that are happening in the community.
Yeah, and those have worked well too, the volunteering opportunities. A lot of times, if a young professional is new to the area, they might be intimidated by walking into the Humane Society and saying, I want to figure out how to walk a dog. But when you go with a group, it's no pressure. You can go in, try it out, try many different volunteering opportunities, and kind of find what you maybe have a passion for and get yourself invested in our community.
Now, there's no shortage of groups here in the Copper Country. So if you ever have, if you're part of something or want to be part of something, there's usually a group that's doing it. What was the need that was perceived in order to have a group that was particularly for young professionals?
Well, I see it as an opportunity for me. I'm from the area. I moved away for a while. I came back. Besides going out to a restaurant or out to a bar at night, how do you connect with other young people in the community and know what's even going on? So this was just a great opportunity to find that young workforce, ask those questions in a, you know, a judgment-free area, and really engage with other people professionally in your career and what you're doing and what your challenges are. And sometimes ask those questions you're intimidated to ask. How do you ask for a raise? How does my resume look? Is there things I need to change? So it's really been a great experience as far as helping those people that are coming back or that are new here, you know, helping them meet other professionals and find out that there's opportunities to be on a board or to be a part of a volunteer group and see what it's like.
One of the things to add on to what Amanda said, one of the things that we constantly hear from, how can I say, the more experienced professionals in our area is that there are no young people to engage with me. Like, I'm not getting the young protege or the young mentee that I need to hand off either my extracurricular volunteering duties or even in my business. Where are these young people? So it's we kept on hearing that over and over and over again. And then from the younger side of things, we kept on hearing, I don't feel comfortable going and diving into a volunteer organization. Or waiting, a lot of young people wait to be asked. So we have sort of a gap in passing that baton. And a lot of organizations in the area are spinning down because they aren't able to transfer that knowledge to the next leader. And that's kind of a problem. And it's very sad to see some nonprofit organizations or events fizzle out because they aren't able to do that knowledge transfer.
And I do see that when, you know, doing this program, I'll have people on here who've been running an organization for 20 or 30 years, and it's something that's been around for a long time, and everybody on their board are now 65 and older, and they're like, we don't really, you know, there's nobody else on the board to do all this work, and they can be, you know, very time consuming, requiring a lot of work to keep something going year after year. And oftentimes they'll be running an organization or an event that happens here every year that the rest of us take for granted that will always be there.
Right.
And then eventually they'll, you know, there won't be anybody to take over those batons and carry mm-hmm. things through. Let's define what is a young professional, because you can be a professional truck driver or a professional software engineer. Mm-hmm. Also, what does it mean to be young? I like to think of myself as young, but you know, I probably fit in one of those more experienced professionals that you mentioned earlier. I don't really know. So let's talk about what is a young professional.
We get that question all the time, and the answer is anybody, really. We want people to come and engage with our group that has a heart that is young, has energy to act on their passions, and that could be anybody between the ages of 18. I think our young cutoff, you know, we don't want 12-year-olds. but like an adult, so an 18-year-old, I think, would be probably the youngest. And then let's say 100 years old is our cap, because we really do want that knowledge transfer to be happening. So we want people through that entire range. And so on our website, which is KeweenawYP.com, there's a diagram of a cartoon person, and it says, we want people with minds to engage. We want people with hearts to have passion for what they're doing in their lives. We want hands to be able to do the work, to be able to engage in the community around them. And I think mouths, talking, being able to talk and communicate with each other and share with each other what we're passionate about. So that really is the definition of a young professional to me. And it has nothing to do with age. It's really about mindset and where your heart is.
All right, so I think we probably tackled the first misnomer, is that you have to be, you know, between 18 and 30 in order to be a young professional, that you can, you know, be beyond that and still have a good time and still get something out of it. So we've got that one down, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd say about half of our the people that come to most of our events are over 30. Okay. So don't put the cap on 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes when you think of young, you think of like college age. Mm-hmm. And I was a guest at one of your events, and that was kind of the first thing that surprised me was, you know, I expected when I went there that I would see a lot of Michigan Tech and Philania students. You do have them. But that is not the, you know, the overarching, you know, thing that describes your base there. You do have people that are young and starting out and trying to make those connections. But really, it there was a widespread of ages, and a lot of them were postgraduate as well.
Right.
You're both shaking your head, so I must be telling the right the truth. So.
No, definitely. And since I started with the group too, we do get, you know, whether it's, you know, some grad students there, they just, you know, they're looking for other opinions. They just want to share what they're working on with some different, you know, people from outside their circle, all the way up to people who are new in the area, just looking to make those connections because, you know, they want to invest in an area and stay in an area and be connected, up to people who've been here for many years and just want to make sure that they're passing that baton on. We kind of get it all, and we like it that way. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like, you know, it's like a 21st century version of the bowling club, you know, bowling team, you know. You know, I think my folks, when they would go to the Elks or something, you know, and it was still just community coming together with people like themselves. And what you've done is created a community group to gather people who want to be around other people like themselves and then do something with that, you know, whether it's, you know, community involvement and networking and being active together and getting to meet other people, which is sometimes hard. If I wanted to meet other 40-ish old professionals, I probably will find fewer of them at the local bar where you would go to meet people, quote unquote. So something like this offers an opportunity for, I would think, people like me, even though I don't know if I'm young, to be able to go and do this. So, and here I am getting caught on that. you know, the fact that about the young. I think I'm young at heart. I play video games.
You are. You are. And we have enjoyed you at our socials before, so we appreciate you.
So if I can go and have a good time, I'm sure everybody else could. Next misnomer, that it's a career fair type environment that young professionals are looking to meet those older experienced professionals for a job. That could happen, but that's not what you're doing.
No, that could happen, but it'd be, you know, a sidebar of making those connections and really getting to form that relationship with somebody, you know, in a social setting that's really relaxed. We do have opportunities for people to submit if they have a nonprofit or a group or a board or a job opening through our website. We do want to be able to help them make those connections if they have a job opening, or if they're looking for a job, they can sign up for our newsletter and definitely be fed all of those opportunities in the area as well. So we really want to try to work to help with that, but it's not the core mission of the meetups. You know, that's just something that comes along with it.
Now, you just brought up meetups, so perfect segue into that. What is a meetup? What do you do?
Well, meetups are usually at a local restaurant or a bar, a nice social setting. We'll have a couple appetizers and invite anyone from the community to come. It's a chance to connect, to engage, to talk about, you know, your work, opportunities, things going on with other young professionals and other professionals in the area. Hmm. We just did a meetup a couple weeks ago where we actually had, who do we have? Our Houghton and Hancock city managers, along with our state representative, Scott DeAnda. So that was a nice opportunity for everyone to come and just kind of talk about what's going on in our community, what's going on in our state, and share their opinions and feedback with him. So that was a great opportunity as well.
That was at the Kimono Brewing Company,
yes.
Correct? Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing that. Now you have other things coming up though, too.
We do. Our next event on the calendar is October 28th, and it's going to be... this is going to be a little bit different. So some of our meetups have a little bit of a theme, and some of them don't. And this one is a format that we've never done before. Usually, we don't have a cap or an RSVP for our meetups, but this one we will be having a cap. So we're titling it Speed Mentoring, and I'm a little bit afraid to say this, but if you think about speed dating. you have sort of stations set up in a room and a timer and a bell. So that's basically the premise for this, but it's going to be based on conversations that you might have with a mentor type person. So we will have mentors at stations in the room. It's going to be a limited amount of mentors, which is why we're going to have an RSVP. So we're only going to have as many, I guess you would say, young professionals in the room as mentees, a one-to-one ratio. And we will start a timer, and you'll be in a one-on-one conversation with a mentor for maybe 2 to 3 minutes. And then there will be a bell, and you will switch. And you can ask these mentors, you know, about work-life balance or how they, what their career path was like, how they made choices in their career or in their life, and just have sort of interesting conversations with a really great set of mentors from our community. And we're choosing mentors from, again, the entire age spectrum. So we're going to have some young professionals as mentors, and then some retirees as mentors. And then we're trying to also have a very diverse representation of industry. So healthcare, business, academia, and maybe small business, finance. So we'll try to represent as much as we can. And that way, as many conversations as the young professional has, they'll get a really great portfolio, I guess, of conversations. So that's October 28th. The location will be announced later. And then we also started a book club. Amanda, do you want to talk about the book club?
Sure. Well, we found that we often would be sharing in our conversations just among our committee books that we're reading and professional development and, you know, this idea of leadership, and we thought it would be a great opportunity for us to just invite more people to read books in an organized fashion and actually get a chance to sit down and talk about them. So we're really excited to start up this book club. We've read one book so far. Right now we're reading...
It's Think Like a Freak by Stephen Dubner and Stephen, it's two Stephens, and I can't remember the second Stephen's last name, I apologize. But if you've heard of Freakonomics, it's an economist's view of sort of social issues. And so they wrote Freakonomics and then Super Freakonomics, and then this is the third in the series called Think Like a Freak. And I know the title might scare people, but it's actually a really, really good and interesting read.
Yep, so we have a great long list of books that we'll hope to go through, and every time we have one of our book clubs, we go through the list and everyone there helps us pick out the next one. And I think we're going to have a great turnout for this next one.
And it's November 2nd.
At
and
Copper Island Beach Club in Hancock.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you need to register to be part of Kimono Young Professionals, or for other than the mentoring one, do you have to sign up for these different events, your monthly meetups and stuff?
You don't have to sign up. You can definitely sign up for the email so that you're in the know of the events coming up. We do try to send out a newsletter that shares new opportunities when they're available and all of our meetups and different special events that we have going on. We're pretty good about getting everything as an event on our Facebook page, so you can always check out what's going on there and see who's said that they're going to the events to get an idea of how many people will be there, or if any of your friends, or an easy way to invite people to join you.
Oh, Jesse, since this kind of started with you, let's talk about how that, you just decided one day to take it all upon yourself and start this massive thing.
Well, it actually started with someone asking me if I would be interested in a young professionals group in the area, and I said, I can't remember my exact words, but they were very enthusiastic, and I wanted to get involved. And it was a person who actually no longer lives here. Her name is Lynn Zarnecki Makula. She used to work in the School of Business at Michigan Tech. And she asked me one day if I would be interested in coming to something like this. And I said, yes, and I would love to be a part of organizing it. It was a time in my life when I started wanting to get my hands dirty. I wanted to start getting involved in the community, and I thought that was a perfect opportunity. So we talked pros and cons, did research, talked to other organizations across the country on their best practices, how they got started, how they're run, with a board, or are they under another umbrella? And we basically decided, you know what, we're going to start grassroots. What does this community need? It would be much better if we found out what the needs are and formed an organization to those needs than if we signed up to be a chapter of an organization from, Seattle, brought all their doctrines to our community, and then it didn't fit and it fell apart. So it was really important to us to ask questions. What do young professionals need? What do experienced professionals need from young professionals, and how can we address those needs? So that was in March 2013 was our very first meetup. It was at the Bamboo in Houghton, and 60 people showed up to start answering those questions. And it was a great start, and we've been trying to ask continual questions all along and make sure that we are staying on those needs, that we don't say, okay, we're going to do A, B, and C, and then, maybe next year, those are no longer needs. We don't want to be stagnant in that way. We always want to be relevant. So,
yeah, we definitely organize the group to keep it very organic with what's going on in the community, what are we hearing from professionals in the community as a need that we can work to fix. I think that's very important in keeping the longevity of the program running.
Now, do either of you ever feel a little bit gypped because you are both the quintessential young professional person, that would be a member of this, but you're running it. So do you feel like sometimes you don't get as much out of it if you were just having fun and enjoying it? You basically put yourself
in. No, we get more out of it. We get to help steer it in the right direction based off of our committee's opinions. So for me, it's definitely been an even better opportunity. We don't just get to go to two events per month. We get to meet every other week and kind of go through everything we're working on and set some good goals for the group. We just had a goal we accomplished. We're working on becoming a 501 501c3. So that was a process of, you know, writing that all up and figuring out. It was a good chance to really figure out, okay, what is this going to be? Because we're defining it right now. But making sure we didn't define it too strictly that we were tying our hands down the road for other leaders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you get the benefits of the networking and the mentoring and all that. You're reaping those, even though it's you're kind of have to do all the carrying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not work if you enjoy it. Yeah. If you see the difference it's making. You see those people at the events making those connections, and you get new people every event, and they're like, "This is great. This is awesome. You're doing this," and it kind of feeds that passion of, "You're right. This is cool. We have to make sure that we keep this going," and it refuels your need to want to keep it going and make sure we're doing what we can to get it in the right direction.
Who makes this possible? Obviously, it's probably not just the two of you doing everything, but if you had a chance to talk about, those working behind the scenes, the whether they're individuals, communities, businesses, who supports this and makes this happen every month?
Well, we have a steering committee. It's an equivalent to a board. And on the steering committee, we have Amanda and myself, Brian Donnelly, Sarah Trinkline, Kate Hagenboo. Sorry. Alicia Kojan. Is that how you say it?
I think it's more Kojak.
Kojak. I'm butchering these names. I'm sorry. And...
Yeah, we're currently looking for adding another committee member if someone's interested in being a part of it as well.
Yes.
But our partners change every month. You know, we get another restaurant, another local business that, you know, gets it, wants to be a part of it, wants to see what we're doing and the things we're working on. So they, volunteer to let us come in their business and have an event and give us a couple appetizers so that people get to try their food they have to offer and want to come back.
Okay. What other needs do you have besides more people to support you like that going in the future? What could help you out?
Money could definitely help us out, to be honest. Like I mentioned, wanting to write some grant proposals. We have so many ideas, and we just don't have the money to follow through with them yet. So I think we're going to work on setting some goals for what we really want to accomplish and then figuring out what we have to do to get the funds to make it happen. Mm. So,
mm-hmm. Well, if you had the money, let's say I had the stash of cash over here, and I said, okay, well, what do you want to spend it on?
You want to shove that over here?
Well, if you had the money, what are some things that you'd like to see happen then?
I know we've talked about trying to do something with leadership. I know Portage Health Foundation is doing a great leadership conference right now, and that's one of those things. I'm like, we have to support this. This is what I could see us have mm-hmm. wanting to have done for our area. So that would be something we might think about in the future.
Some of the things that we hear from young professionals when it comes to leadership development and personal development, a lot of those opportunities come in the form of joining a board or going to conferences. And so we would really like the means to be able to sponsor young professionals. So almost like a scholarship for development that we would help pay for your registration to go to a leadership conference or maybe bring in training that would be at a reduced cost or free to young professionals in the area, maybe somebody from out of the area that is an expert in X, Y, or Z. I'm sorry,
We've
I lost my train of thought.
The idea of trying to do our own event too that would help raise funds, but it's hard to find that niche in the area because we do have so many great events all summer long. You don't want to add another one, but you want it to be meaningful too. So we've thought of some different ideas we could possibly one day for an event.
Right, and you also mm-hmm. have to think of the people you're trying to reach,
yep.
and stuff. So we already have the big marketplace and type of events and things. So you guys think more of like a euchre tournament and stuff, and get people to come mm-hmm. out and actually, I'm just throwing that out. See, I'm mm-hmm. contributing.
Yes.
Good job.
So the third thing that I was trying to think of was we have all these nonprofits in the area who are doing their own fundraisers for gala, all the foundations have their galas, but they're pretty pricey for a young professional to attend sometimes. They're just not right at that. that price point that it's affordable. So that would be another thing that we would love to sponsor because those are great opportunities just to get into the fabric of the community. It's not really about networking. It's not about professional development, but it's about personal development and starting to fill that that jar that is your intrinsic, feel good jar. What is that called? I don't have a good name for it, but when you're part of those organizations that are doing good already in the community, their fundraising events are a great way to find out more about what they're doing and having a good time. So that would be another thing. If we had a big coffer of money, we would be able to sponsor young professionals to go to those as well.
Lastly, if somebody wants to read more about your organization, also, you know, get on your emailing list, what's the best way for them to do that?
Through our website, qnlyp.com. You can find a lot of information there. You can also submit your opportunities there. You can get signed up for our email list there.
All right. My guests have been Jesse Broussard and Amanda McConnon on the Keweenaw Young Professionals. I encourage you to find out more about them. They are a lot of fun. Ladies, thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you so much.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.